Welcome to FanVibe, the podcast that has no limits and where we talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about.
Let's go out, open my mind. Let's go, sweet dream of the stars. 今と地放つ籠の外へ錆びついた鍵鳴り止まぬこの気づいてたもんを戻れない。
Hello there, and welcome to a special episode of FanVibe. Tonight, we'll be covering Vash's time at Fanime, E3, and my time at NinjaCon on Saturday. So, I am going to turn it over to Nathan. So, Nathan, start telling us about your time, starting from day zero to day three of Fanime.
Okay, so day zero was actually quite an eventful because I wasn't even at Fanime. I actually had to work on day zero, so didn't get to go right away. I ended up having to leave very early on day one and travel via Megabus to San Jose, where the convention was.
I heard you ran into one of our other hosts on the bus, too.
Ah, yes! Pakashi was there. Actually, I found out that he took the Megabus on the way back. Like, I found out on the way back that he was taking the Megabus. So, yeah, that was kind of cool. Plus, so I had someone to talk to and, like, kind of hang out with. As far as the actual con, let's see, I got there around, like, 1 o'clock, got into line about, like, 2-ish. And that's when the whole line con thing happened. For anyone who doesn't know or hasn't quite heard just yet, the whole business of LionCon is as follows. Just a sec. So basically, what happened with LionCon is this. And I think this is probably the one time this happened for Fanime, because I don't remember this ever happening in the times that I've gone. I've gone for a couple of years now. It took people hours to get their badges, like literally hours. My personal time getting there, getting my badge was about 6 hours. I was in the line from around like 2:30 to 8:30 that night. So day one was effectively just me being in the line for at registration con. At con registration. Funny thing about that is like, and this is just stupid. I was like probably like seven people behind in the line, like from the front to go to a computer, type my stuff in, and go to another room to actually pay for my badge, which I found to be a kind of a dumb way to do it, but I guess they had their reasons. So I was like seventh in line, just like I'm just about to get up, and this one of the staffers kind of bounces in the room with a sign and is like, "Hey, who in this room has a smartphone?" And she holds up the sign high enough so people can see it, and she's like, if you use your smartphone, go to this website and type your information in, you can go to the line to pay. And I'm like, where the hell were you 5 hours ago? So yeah, that was basically my experience there. I got the badge, and aside from a crazy amount of time spent in a line just to get registered for the convention, I actually had a really good time. They didn't really do any concerts or anything like that, but the major events that I attended were, of course, the Gong Show and the Black and White Ball. And unfortunately, I did hear about some drama surrounding that, as far as I guess some of the rovers or the staffers in front at the door checking attire to make sure it was formal enough for the event, or just checking to see if they were in compliance with the rules that were set down by the convention as far as attendance to the ball. I hear that got a little overzealous, and that some people who, and this is just a story I heard from one of my roommates, some people who had bought dancing shoes specifically to go to this one event at Fanime were actually not allowed to come in with those shoes that they purchased to dance in. I, on the other hand, was able to go in just fine because I had a wicked, wicked cool costume that somebody had made for me that passed as a formal costume. So that was fun. Gong Show, of course, was fun. I spent a lot of time in karaoke. That was a lot of fun with the I can't remember their names right now. I'll look it up later. But the people who usually run the karaoke group, I think they're actually based out in SoCal. So that was cool. But yeah, I ended up having a really good time. The only other thing that was a hindrance during that entire weekend is just the construction effort that's going on at the San Jose Convention Center. It actually started after Fanime a couple of years ago. Saw some of the progress last year, some more of the progress this year, and it actually looks like it's wrapping up pretty well. I think by next year we should have access to a lot of the grounds again. But I will say the fact that construction was going on so close to the convention center really took it did take away from the convention a bit. Like, for example, Artist Alley had to be moved from their place, which is usually right next to the Deaver Hall, and this time was actually out in a portable tent, like a very large, huge, ginormous portable blue tent adjacent to the convention center. There's a lot of space there, but it's still a little bit out of the way, so if you didn't know exactly where to go, you'd easily miss Artist Alley. Deaver Hall was kind of cool. Didn't buy much this year, which kind of makes me sad, but it happens. But as far as everything else, I had a good time there. Quite honestly, I do sincerely hope that the registration problem doesn't happen again this year, because if it does, I don't know, Fanime is gonna have a really big problem if stuff like that continues. So here's hoping they fix it this time around.
From what I've heard, there was also a big Jenga tower too.
I heard about that. I wish I had seen it. I think there was like this really big chill out space where Artist Alley used to be. Don't know why that was there, but there, like, the booth that, like, usually there's a couple of booths along the walkway in the main hall, and I know Psycho Donuts is usually there, and there are a couple of other local vendors that are there too. This time those local vendors were in this room, and there was huge amount of just chill space for people to go and hang out this year. I think the Jenga tower actually took place either there or in the actual game, like tabletop and arcade room.
All I know is because I saw a video because Kashi and Kenneth were playing with it.
Right, Kenneth did tell me about that. I was so jealous, to be honest with you. I was enormously jealous. I really wanted to. As soon as he told me about it, I really wanted to participate. It apparently just wasn't in the cards for me. But man, I was jealous.
And how was E3?
Oh, let's talk about E3. E3 was quite literally a dream come true, and I could say that I could say that because I've been dreaming about E3. I've been wanting to go to E3 since I was in high school, because that's about when I first heard about it. But like yesterday was an insanely cool day. I got to walk around, I got to try out a couple of games. And this was all before I could actually even go into one of the main halls. Unfortunately, because I didn't know I was going to be able to get into E3, I didn't take any time off of work. So I've been having to juggle work and E3 all week. But as far as actually going, and I actually did get to go into one of the main halls today. It was really cool. I mean, it was just about everything. Like, day one was everything I expected E3 to be. And that was even before I was even able to get into the main hall. And then today, being able to get into the main hall, it's more than anything I could have ever expected. Just exponentially more. I got to go into the main hall. I got to... actually got a signed poster for Shin Megami Tensei 4, one of the new games that's coming out to the 3DS. I actually got to try out the game, which is pretty cool. This game called Time and Eternity, which just a small point about the game itself. It actually blends really well. It's an action RPG that really blends the concepts of 2D characters on a 3D environment. Like, all the characters in the game are actually hand drawn. There's no sprites. There's no cell animation there. It's all hand drawn animation against a 3D environment. Not even just a background, and then like the whole environment's 3D. So that was very interesting. And then the other game I got to try was Bayonetta 2 for the Wii U, and I think I'll probably end up criticizing the decision to make Bayonetta 2 a Wii exclusive, or to even come out with a sequel at all. Just a personal point of interest. But from what I played, the action in the game, frankly, has not died down at all. In fact, the gameplay, as far as the gameplay, the scope of the action, in the cinematography, the character design, all of that's been amped up. So Wii U owners, I think you're going to get a really good treat with Bayonetta 2. I just don't have high expectations in regards to the story, because I played through Bayonetta 1. But my high point of the day was going into the Sony booth, like the area for Sony. I actually got to see the PS4. I got to see gameplay of the PS4. I was hoping to actually get it in my controller and play with it, but I didn't have enough time today. Got to see gameplay from the new Blacklight game. I saw stuff from Knack. A couple of other games. For some reason, the titles are escaping me right now. And then, of course, I got to see a live demo of Battlefield 4 on the Xbox 360. Got to take a look at the Xbox One. I also got to play the new Final Fantasy, the new chapter of Final Fantasy 13, the Lightning Returns game, which was a strict departure from Final Fantasy 13 as far as gameplay, but it was still really good.
Is that the one where it looks like it takes place in modern times, like now?
No, that one actually, if you looked at the Sony conference, they revealed that one. It was originally titled Final Fantasy Versus 13. And they actually changed that to be the new title, the new numbered title for the Final Fantasy franchise, Final Fantasy 15.
I have to say, one of the characters looks like Scott.
Which one?
The one with like the slick back hair and glasses.
You know, you're actually right. He could easily cosplay as that character. I just wish I knew the name. I know exactly who you're talking about. but just another quick word about that. That was some pretty big news coming out of E3. The revelation of Final Fantasy versus 13 becoming Final Fantasy 15. Being able to see gameplay from that, and also the reveal of, I'm sorry, the announcement of Kingdom Hearts 3, which will also be coming out to the PS4. And I'm not sure there's really anything else to talk about. The Xbox One looks like an Xbox One. The PS4 is friggin' huge. I'm not gonna lie about that. But the convention is just huge. I haven't even been to the game developer side of the convention. I'm actually hoping to tackle that tomorrow. This is just a rare opportunity for me. I'm honestly still geeking out about the whole thing. But I had a good time over the last couple of days, even though I've only been able to spend like a grand total of 2 hours a day there.
That's pretty good, though. Did you cosplay?
I did not cosplay. I was actually my partner for another for the other podcast that we run. For the news feed we run. Basically wagged his finger in my face and told me not to cosplay. I don't think I would have had time to, even if I weren't given that mandate, because I again had to work this week.
So I guess I will cover NinjaCon. So for all of you who don't know what NinjaCon is, NinjaCon is a fairly new convention down in Little Tokyo, and me and my girlfriend, we went down there for the day, and it was actually a good convention. It was small, not too many people there, but there's some really good voice actors, including John Allen, Christina V, Kyle Abair, and a few others were there. Didn't do much. We just hung around, took pictures. I hung out with my Doctor Who cosplay group. We're known as the Three Doctors. And I think the biggest part is that me and my cosplay group, we actually participated in the masquerade. Which went really well, but we didn't win. We should have won, because how can you deny the doctor? But it was good, and left there around 7, and I got home around 8 o'clock, I think. But yeah, NinjaCon was good. It was small. Hopefully it'll be bigger next year. And it was actually cheap. It was only $25. Which I'm actually kind of disappointed about, because it was like $25 just to go to a gathering. Because it was sort of like a gathering. But it was fun, and that was NinjaCon, and wow, this is our shortest episode yet. It's only been 17 minutes.
Wow, I'm actually kind of impressed.
I know, usually we're like an hour and a half to 2 hours long.
Yeah, I usually see that. I remember we did that once. I couldn't believe how much time went by.
And tune in to FanVibe again either this weekend or next week. We might be doing a live show over YouTube just to discuss the whole Xbox One versus PS4. That should get interesting.
I can't wait for that.
And if it's live, the show will still be on iTunes. I will rip the audio from the actual video and post it. I am Payne, and
I'm Vash. I'm sorry, that was so awkward. I'm Vash.
I'm Payne, and PS4 rocks. Xbox 360, not so much. I mean, Xbox One.
You mean Xbox done?
Well, that too. And we are FanVibe, and we're signing out.
Night, everybody.
Bye-bye.